Good morning to all of you on this Monday morning. It's July 28th. God bless you and thank you for joining us on this day. I don't know about you, but I can speak for myself. I'm just so grateful to be up, energized, ready to embrace the day that God has given us. I'm so thankful. I trust that you had a wonderful weekend, even had a chance possibly to worship other believers in some place, hearing the word of God and giving God thanks and praise for who he is and all that he's done. So here we are today. We've been given what looks like a brand new, not just a brand new day, but a brand new week in which we can show forth the glory of God through his action in our lives. And so today we're focused on the fact, we're focused on the large picture, the fact that all nations will know the Lord. And the Lord, in this hour, through his Holy Spirit, is causing us to become sensitive to his desires for the nations, even as we see the turmoil that is on the earth presently. Please know that that's a sign that a redemption is nearer than it was before. And everything is moving in the direction of the fulfillment of God's word and his promises. So today, we want to thank him. We want to go into his courts with praise. Please join me as we offer our hearts to the Lord on this particular day. Father, we thank you that we can receive this wonderful gift of life on this Monday, July 28th. We know that you ordained and orchestrated it, that we would walk in this day. And there are works that you have reserved for us to walk in. Thank you for all of our prayer partners and warriors that are on right now with us, who purposely and willingly arose to be part of this prayer session. We pray, I pray, your richest blessing upon each one of them, that today will be a day of victory for each one. Each one will come to know you just a little bit better, because this day has arrived and all your mercies that are brand new just for this day have also arrived. So we thank you for giving us our daily bread today, on this day. We thank you for your mercy of forgiveness, your compassion, your loving kindness, that you're willing to set aside our commissions and omissions that were against your statutes and laws. And you can do so because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We ask you to apply that to our spirits, our beings, so that we are cleansed, as you promised, that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we confess our shortcomings and our weaknesses to you today. Bind us to yourself as we bind your word and your promises to ourselves. We thank you today for your great mercies. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we want to take a quick look at God's word. That's the only thing that we have physical in our beings in our midst, if you will, to always refer back to as we go from moment to moment throughout any day or any season. We have His Word, and we could always look to His Word. And let us allow His Word to illuminate our insides right now. We want to take a look at four short passages, and they're all from the Psalms. And the first one is Psalm 72, verse 17. And all of these will be read in the Amplified Bible. So Psalm 72, verse 17, it says, His name, meaning the name of the Lord, shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun. Indeed, His name continues before the sun. And men shall be blessed and bless themselves by Him. All nations shall call Him blessed. That's word. And the second passage is from Psalm 82 and verse 8. And it says, Arise, O God, judge the earth, for to You belong all the nations. Then, thirdly, there's Psalm 86, verse 9. And it says, All nations whom You have made shall come and fall down before You, O Lord, and they shall glorify Your name. And finally, Psalm 113 and verse 4. The Lord is high above all nations, and His glory above the heavens. This is God's word concerning what is His program right now and what yet we will see. Even as the nations around the earth are in turmoil right now, don't know what to do. Well, God knows what to do, and He has done it. Everything that His word has just said to us, we can consider it done, because all His decrees are written already. And so we can pray this back to Him, knowing that we would be in agreement with Him. Isn't that wonderful? I have your microphone or your line open, and if you would like to share a praise report with us or a prayer request, we are open to that. That's why we're here, actually. And we would welcome that. On my prayer agenda, and you can interrupt me as you need to, on my prayer agenda for today, I have a couple of things. Well, in fact, my praise report is for God, thanking God for speaking to me and to us over this weekend, making it clear what's on His heart for the moment. And so there was a sense of His presence, a sense of being in sync with Him and His thoughts, His feelings and sentiments, if I will, about the present hour. And so it's amazing how God can do that, bring us into alignment. And that's where we want to be, in perfect alignment with Him. So that's my praise report. I thank God for that. I don't take that for granted. That is a special grace from the Lord that we're discovering that He has for us. I trust that you are seeking that out as well. So that's my praise report. And on my heart today, I want to pray for ministries that God has raised up around our community, around our nation, and around the world. We want to pray for those ministries because, again, the ramping up or increase of the physical war that we're witnessing around the earth is also a sign of the increase of the spiritual warfare against the coming forth of the kingdom of God in believers and through believers around the world through ministries that God has ordained. So we want to take note and we want to pray for those. I also want to pray for those that are experiencing illnesses in their bodies. Wherever you are, you can receive God's healing on this day, God's deliverance on this day. Doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear the sound of confidence and the word of God coming through to you today, you can lay hold of God's grace. And then there's a family, and I guess it may even include friends, who will be traveling over the next day or two. I know some are leaving on today to go to Jamaica to lay their loved one to rest, who was a constant attendee, in fact, at our ministries and lived right in our community. And his name is Elroy Anderson, and we had a homegoing service for him this past week on Thursday evening. And so the family is going to Jamaica, where they're from and he is from, and was a wonderful gentleman. Very kind, very quiet, very reserved, but profoundly warm and friendly. And so I thank God that we met him. And so we want to pray. As you know, now it's a scary time when it comes to air travel for all kinds of reasons. And so we want to pray their safety. Please join me. Father, we lift up the Anderson family and friends who are on the way to Jamaica. They're traveling now. Some will be traveling a little bit later. That your ministering angels would accompany them to guard, to keep, and preserve. Preserve them even as they mourn their loved ones passing, that you would just bless them with peace, with safe travel, with quiet in their spirits, so that they even hear you in the midst of their grief. I know that you are God and that you are strong to save, to redeem, and to restore. We pray that those that your Holy Spirit have been working with and drawing, that their response would be even greater because of their present grief. They would cling to you. They would claim you, live for you, and for your glory. In Jesus' name, we thank you for bringing them safely to their home and bringing them back safely. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. And anyone that is traveling, even if you're traveling by surface, because you're wanting to do some visiting or take a vacation, we pray that God would keep you safely as you travel along the highways and byways. And if you're using transportation, public transportation, we pray your safekeeping, because God is the keeper Amen and amen. We praise his name. Just as a reminder, your line is open so that you can be heard. If you want to voice a praise report or a prayer request, we are open for that. Another item on my heart list, if you will, has to do with praying, as I said earlier, for ministries, including ours, ministries in our community and around the world. We want to pray for the ministries, their staff, and all those that support the ministry through prayer and through their contributions by putting their seed in God's hands. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, who is Jesus Christ. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving for what you've done, how you've called us, how you've called others into ministry to represent yourself to other people. And this is happening not just in our locality, but around the world. And for that, we thank you that the good news is going forth anyhow. And we ask today that your Holy Spirit would quicken us to our Father's voice and reveal to us anything that's in us that's a hindrance, anything that we may have in our heart at any time. We ask you to take it away. We pray now over every member of our ministry family. We ask you to bless all our believers, all the staff, all the leaders of the Newark Gospel Tabernacle Ministry. We pray that there will be a new level of quickening to refresh, to restore, to cause sight to be sharp, hearing to be acute, for your glory and for your great honor. We pray over every member of our church family. And you've given us the authority to bind and to loose. And today we loose your mercy and your grace towards every member of our church family and upon every ministry that you have raised up in our community, around the nation, and around the world, that today is a day of special favor. And we ask you today that you would destroy any witchcraft prayers, any, psychic prayers, any side effects, any stings and influences of any negative prayers that have been prayed towards us or your people here and around the world. We ask that you destroy any hexes, any vexes, any curses, incantations, chains, fetters, snares, or traps, and all of their effects, their side effects, their adverse effects that have been placed against us and any of your people here and around the world. We ask you to destroy any assignments, plans, or works that Satan has plotted against us, against your people. We ask you to cause your anointings to break and destroy every curse and every yoke, every bondage that may be over us. And Lord Jesus, we ask you to pull down and destroy all demonic strongholds, every vain thought and imaginations, and every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 through 6. Lord Jesus, we ask you to destroy every demonic spell, every voodoo spell, every black magic, white magic spell, and all their side effects in our ministries, in us, in our communities, around the world. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to destroy every false prophecy that has ever been prophesied over us, over our ministry, over every ministry, Lord, that you have your hand on here and around the world. We ask you to do all these things according to John 14, 14. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and every person that we pray for today total deliverance, total freedom, total liberty, and total salvation from all sickness, diseases, infirmities, afflictions, loose every infection and virus from your people, abnormal cells, rebellious cells, organs, glands, muscle ligaments, and bones. And we ask this according to John 16:23. We plead the blood over ourselves, over our ministry, and over everybody today that we're praying for. We plead the blood over our homes, our cars, our vehicles, our offices, our properties. As our protection, we ask you, Heavenly Father, we ask you to fill each of us and everyone we pray for today with the Holy Spirit. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you as our Savior and Lord, and to know that through Jesus Christ we are victorious. So we command and decree your healing over our bodies, that divine health that you have within your wings. We ask you to give us all these things according to John 16 and verse 23. We thank you today for your protection and how you're able to prevent anything negative from lighting upon us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm remembering Valerie Elgin, who was unable to be with us on yesterday because of a dental issue that she's having, a serious one. And so she's included in that prayer today that she would be delivered. I'm sure she's going to go see her dental practitioner today. But let us remember her even as we go through the day. Wonderful sister in the Lord, hardworking, committed, dependable, but she's having some challenges with dentistry, if you will. And so we pray that today will be a day of deliverance for her. Now, does anyone have a prayer request or praise report? Here's a spot that you can lay that in. If you do have one, you can now let us know about it. Well, yesterday was the end of the period called Ramadan for the Muslims. It ended on yesterday. And I thank God. I don't know about you. I don't know if it made any difference in your understanding and in your life, but this is our second year having prayed through Ramadan for our Muslim brothers and sisters. And I say that with this understanding that the nations, and we just read that, the nations are His, and the nations will call Him blessed. That's the word of God. And that the Lord belongs to all nations. So we were praying, as you well know, over various nations that are predominantly Muslim. And so, because we've done this second year doing this, I know my heart has been sensitized to the need for Christ in the Muslim world and communities. And so I would like to think my heart has been adjusted so that it's much more in sync with the Lord's heart concerning the Muslims, that they are sheep that God wants to recover. And so I've been blessed by the privilege of praying for the Muslim. Me personally, I have been blessed because I see them through the eyes of the Lord. Wherever I meet people who are apparently Muslims for whatever reason, the way they dress or what they say or what they claim, I hear them through the hearing of the Lord. I see them through the eyes of the Lord. And that came about. That wasn't always that way. But that came about because I sought God's heart concerning them. And I found it. That's what God wants us to do. He doesn't want our heart to be conditioned by CNN or MSNBC. Or Fox 5, because that's what has been happening for many. He wants our hearts to be conditioned by His heart. And that represents for us new awareness and growth in the Lord. So I thank God for what we just did for so many days. I thank God for it. And as if to sign off on what we did, God guided us to pray for Libya on Friday. That was the last nation we prayed for. And on Friday, things were exploding big time in Libya, such that the U.S. withdrew all of its diplomatic personnel because of the escalating violence in Libya. Imagine that. That is right on point. That's God's signature. That's what I call that. So It's exciting. It's sad what is happening in the earth right now, where children are suffering the worst of it. Children are suffering the worst. It's hard to watch as we see video footage in the news of children who have been injured by the war over in the Middle East. There's no place for them to hide, none. They're in harm's way consistently. We must keep them in prayer. We must. The children are innocent. They didn't do anything. They don't even know what's going on. They don't even know what's going on.
Yes.
Let's pray for them. I'm going to ask one of you to take that on, please. To pray for the children that are dying uselessly. I mean, we're sensitive to anyone that is dying that is innocent. But the children on the plane that was shot down over in Eastern Europe there, there were 40 children on that flight among the 298 passengers. There were 40 children. They're about, at the last count, and that was yesterday in my observation, there were over 1,000 deaths in Gaza as a result of the war between Israel and the Palestinians. Well, it's a sect of the Palestinians. It's not all Palestinians. It's Hamas, a radical sect. So they're using the people as shields. So there have been 1,000 deaths. And several hundred of those were children. There was about 4,000 that were injured, and a great percentage were children. Horrific. I'm going to ask you to lead us in prayer. We'd like one of our prayer partners to take that up. I believe God's heart is saddened by that. I know mine is. And I'm sure that's his heart as well. Let's pray for the children that are in the war zones. In Libya as well. And other places. Children. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we glorify your name.
We bless
your name. Magnify your name, Lord. Because you alone are worthy. You alone
yes.
are worthy of all the honor and all the praises. Father, we come to you this morning with heart of thanksgiving and with
yes.
heart of praise. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, that you have given us one more time to come before your throne. Father, we come before your throne this morning lifting up the children. You
yes.
said, suffer the little children to come unto me. And Father, we are bringing them to you this morning.
Yes.
Father, we lift up the war-ridden countries. But these innocent children are being injured. They are being where parents are losing their innocent children before their very eyes.
Yes.
Father, we come before you asking you to bring peace. Bring about peace, Lord, that no innocent life would be lost. Father, we come lifting up the families that have lost their children in plane crash, in bombing, in whatever way these children are being sacrificed, Lord. We ask, Father, that you comfort the family, you comfort the parents, comfort the people, Lord, that have lost their children, even children that have lost their lives in fires, Lord. Even children that have lost their lives in accidents, Lord. We bring the children all over the world. And even children right here in America, Lord, who have lost their lives innocently to shooters and stray bullets, to the violence, Lord. We bring them before you, and we ask, Lord, that your kind of glory reign, Lord. That you, Lord, intervene, Lord. That you, Lord, take charge, take control. You are in control, Lord. That you would bring about peace. That you would speak to the world leaders. Lord, that you will open their eyes. That they will have a heart of compassion for the hundreds of lives, the hundreds of innocent children that have lost their life, Father. We ask, Lord, that you help us, Lord, to seek a better way.
Yes.
For peace, Lord, to seek a better way, a better understanding, Lord, to bring about peace. Help us to protect our children. Help us to teach them, Lord. Help us, Lord, to stand in the gap.
Yes.
That you would do what you have to do, and that your will be done, Lord. Father, we lift up the children of our community. Father, you see and you know what is going on. Yes. Innocent children are being killed, are being injured due to violence, due to drunken driving, due to uncalled acts of evil, Lord. We lift them up this morning. We lift up every child everywhere, Lord, that is being sexually molested, that is being tortured, that is being tormented. We come against the spirit of sexual molestation. We come against the spirit of kidnapping. We come against the spirit of abduction.
Yes.
Every evil force, Lord, that is being turned on to our children here and everywhere in the world. Father, we come against trafficking of young children, Lord. We lift up every runaway child, Lord. We lift up every homeless child, Lord.
Yes.
We lift up every child that is being inducted into prostitution and into ungodly acts that are being ministered to our children everywhere, Lord.
Yes.
We call on your name, Lord, to cover our children, to protect our children.
Yes.
Father, and we know that your heart is reaching out. We know, Lord, that you have a special place for the children of this earth. Because you said, Lord, unless we come like a child unto you, an innocent child unto you. These children are innocent, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you intervene. And that we remember not only to pray this morning, but to pray every minute of the day for our children, for children in the ministry, for children all over the world, that we will lift them up, Lord, on a daily basis. For you to do what is right and for you to cover them and to keep them, we pray and we ask and we know, Lord, that you will answer our prayer. It is already answered. We thank you in advance, Lord, for doing it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you
for giving us the compassion.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. That even for the children.
Does the Lord care about children? Well, he does.
Yes, Lord.
He does. And here's what the Father wants. Again, we're just coming through his word.
Mm.
He wants the children to have an opportunity to be children. He wants them to have an environment of peace, an environment where they're cared for and loved by parents and family. And so that in the scriptures, it talks about the period after Jesus' return, where there'll be peace for a long, long time. And it says that the children will be playing in the top of the street.
Mm-hmm.
So that's God's plan for children, that they will do what children are able to do in safety and without fear.
Mm-hmm.
So when we pray like we just did, we're praying God's heart. Because he cares about children.
Amen.
And when the environment and the situation is good for children, it is good for anyone else.
Amen.
If it's right for children, it's right for an old man or an old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Or a young man or a young woman. For anyone, because it's right for children, and that's the standard that God uses for peace. If the children are not safe and protected, there's no peace. It's not.
Amen.
It's not.
Amen.
Good.
That's right.
So that's why we echo God's heart by our concern for children. Well, it looks like that time is just about here, and I'd love to read a benediction in our hearing so that we have something to leave with, so to speak. I had my benediction right up here. Okay. I trust that you would have a wonderful day today, and you would keep your heart stayed on the Lord, because he's your... So we'll take our benediction from Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 and 26. And it says, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can you receive the peace? Please do.
That's amen. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you today. And we're looking forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Walk in peace, everyone.